Town of Hackett Flambeau Board of Review is under order on June 5th, 2019. Members of the board are present, we have been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number five, we have a motion to approve the agenda. I'll second, motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Due to the fact that the central role is not completed at this time, it is anticipated that the board of review will be adjourned until September 18th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Notice will be published and posted prior to that time to confirm the meeting.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn the board of review until that time. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn the board of review. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We'll call the regular town board meeting for the town of Hackett Flambeau to order on Wednesday, June 5th. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund, 51424, and in the ambulance fund, 1787 to 1791.
So moved for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 15th, 2019 town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay. We do have $106,242.25 was the amount of money that was deposited into the reserves account. So that is in there now. And other than that, nothing too much happening. In our regular account, we have $1,020,291.56. And in the ambulance account, $395,751.89.
I'll move to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number eight, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number nine, discussion possible action, Eagle Waste Transfer Station hauling contract. We have Jim Whittinghill with us here today from Eagle Waste.
Well, we appreciate at all times being able to come in front of you folks, and first and foremost, most important thing that I will say today is the fact that we sincerely do appreciate your business. Alan Albee wanted me to convey that to you personally. Today is the owner of Eagle Waste and Recycling. Wanted to come before you and say that, and certainly find out if there's anything that you feel at this point that we can do any better than what we're already doing for you, service-wise, et cetera.
Relationship with Pete, I mean, if there was ever an issue, he'd either contact Matt or me.
Exactly, and Pete has, a long time ago when we installed that recycling compactor for you, I met with him then, and he had a few questions after the fact and called me personally. He has my number too. And I've stopped out there periodically. Usually the days I stumble by there to stop, it's closed. It's hard to keep track. We've got around 44 or 45 sites just like yours that we take care of in different towns. It's hard to keep track of when they're all open. But I do try, and certainly when you see Pete, let him know that if he's ever got any questions or wants me to stop by, I'd be happy to do that. One of the other reasons I wanted to come by and chat with you a little bit is everyone's heard about recycling and the issues with recycling. Naturally, China caused a lot of that by refusing to take a lot of plastics and different product, which caused a lot of turmoil. And I will be the first to tell you that we do not ship anything directly overseas. Everything that we're shipping is all domestic. We are a part of the Independent Hauler Network, which are about 50 to 60 companies like Equal Waste, some bigger, some a lot bigger, some smaller. And the companies that I'm familiar with in Buffalo and Boston and Jersey and that area, they're shipping a lot overseas. The coastal companies are the ones that do a lot of shipping and they're really hurt. But it definitely has affected the values, no matter where you're at. And the values have been at historic lows for close to 2 years. Alan Albee is the most optimistic and he's the smartest guy I've ever worked with before in the 50 years I've been in business. And he stays out ahead of most issues and problems and corrects beforehand. And he's very optimistic that things will improve down the road. He actually thinks that some of the problems caused, that have been caused, will actually be a good thing for the United States because it's going to force the hand. Just like the fuel issues way back when, you know, embargoes and whatever, he thinks it's going to force the hand of the United States to do a better job and create better markets. And that's already happening with even some Chinese creating some factories for cardboard and paper, etc., in the Midwest. So we think it's going to improve, but during that time, we've taken the bullet, so to speak, for about 2 years. Naturally, the processing center that we've got at Eagle River, Alan's put out a little over $11 million out of his pocketbook in the bank to build that and improve it three times. Just once this last summer, he invested another $1 million in it, doubled the size of the pre-sort building. We've added another shift. We're running two shifts. When it first opened 6 years ago, we were working 2 days of the week. Now we're running six with two shifts, and we're processing 160 plus tons a day of recycling. And Brian Albee, his brother who runs that, said the last number of weeks we've been taking in 250 tons a day. So we've been really pushing the envelope to make it all work. But it's coming in, it's going out, we're selling it all, but at historic lows. And we've basically, you've been at zero processing charge, and you still are with our agreement that I'd like to have to take care of today. Alan says, you know, if we have long-term commitments with towns, we'll continue biting the bullet for absolutely as long as we have, just like as we have over the last 2 years. A year and a half ago, companies like us were charging anywhere from $30 to $40 a ton. And the places like us that process it are charging $60 a ton. Some haulers are charging $50, $60 a ton. We're charging you zero. So we're willing to ride the pony during the bad times with you, as we have for the last 2 years. We're just asking for a commitment so that we know that we're going to be able to ride the pony during the good times and try to, you know, even out the score a little bit on the dollars and cents, and that's why I'm here. You're my last town. There's a few that I had to take care of in that respect, and wanted to come before you and see if we could do that. I've got a five-year agreement in front of you that basically states the same rates that you've got now. It states everything, and it also has a clause in it that if by the end of this year or the first part of 2020, you know, if things really, really haven't started to, you know, on an upward trend, I'll come back to you and talk, and we'll talk about something, maybe a little something, whatever, I don't know, maybe nothing. But if they start to improve, we're going to ride that pony on the upwards trend, but hopefully as it gets better. But we're willing to ride the pony as we have during the bad. We just want to ensure that during the good times that we're working together to try to recoup some of what we've lost. It's actually a losing deal when we're doing it right now. We lose money every time we haul your recycling. We're willing to do that if we know that we have a long-term commitment that as things improve, we'll be able to make up that difference. And that's why I'm here to ask you straight out. And this is...
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
This is the agreement that we're talking about. I brought a couple of copies, one for us and one for you folks, which states just what I've just mentioned. Jim?
Hi. My question is, how much of the recycling is actually recycled? How much is turned back into garbage?
100% is being recycled.
Ridiculous.
That's in the recycling compactors that we pick up. 1 through 7 plastics, all 10 glass, aluminum, Small metals, toasters, ovens.
What about?
Toasters and blenders is what I meant to say.
Corrugated cardboard, they used to keep it separate, now we throw it all in there, and I think a lot of that would get wasted because of the moisture.
We're, with our processing and with where we're shipping it, it's all bundled together. In fact, we just installed a brand-new cardboard compactor, all for just cardboard. We used to put it in the floor and use our big baler. We changed the locations, put a separate baler just for cardboard, and it's baling out just as it comes in.
So 100% of Heartland's recyclables are across your service areas, all recycled?
I'll back up. Generally speaking, what goes into the recycling compactor, there's usually about a 3 or 4% trash.
Okay.
We separate that out of that. But all of the stuff that's recyclable, that can't be recycled, is recycled, to answer your question. We're not throwing away any recycling.
I just see a lot of stuff goes in there that I don't think should be in there, and I just wonder what percentage of that, by total weight, that would be.
If it's cardboard, all of it, we're taking it. And mixed paper, we're taking it all.
Do you want to give them a little bit of history on the $11 million plant that you have?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what that was invented for?
Exactly. Alan Albee, and that's a great question. When I do tours, I always start out with that. I says, you know, the most amazing thing about this place is the fact that it's in Eagle River, a town of 1,400 in northern Wisconsin, where the largest towns are 8,000. Rhinelander and Ashland, we have a division in Ashland. And 95% of the companies like us would have never, ever, including nationals, would have never put that much of an investment. It was an original around $9 million investment. Out of his pocket, no grants, just his pocketbook in the bank. He went to the bank and says, I believe in this, I want to put it here. And we did. And again, he knew that Eagle River was going to have to absorb all of the losses, so to speak, until this thing built up to make this thing work. And in the 6 years I've been up here, we've added 42 municipalities. We started a division from scratch, which is never done up in Ashland, all the way to Superior. In fact, I got a meeting at the town of Superior we're going to get Wednesday next week. All the way to Bayfield, Cornucopia. We've got vendors coming down from the UP. We knew they'd be driving right by us. Why would they not stop? And they are stopping. So it was a great, because he really believed in it. He believed in recycling. He said, this is where our customers are at. This is where our friends are at. Where we do business, this is where I'm putting it. And he asked me to come up from Illinois, where this is where I had vacation forever up here. It was an easy decision to help him fill the recycling center. And we've certainly achieved, and we can do more, but...
I'm just saying, is this investment was so that you can put everything in one bin?
Correct, single stream recycling, yeah. Way back when it was source separated. In fact, I just got two towns last year, Lakewood and Townsend, that were doing it source separated, which was 40 years ago. The hardest form of recycling you can do is source separated. Then dual stream came on, where you had all fiber products in one side and everything else on the other, which was better. Alan put single stream, where you can mix it all together and get the highest participation rate and make it the easiest for people. Everything goes in one, and our equipment. And I would encourage anyone here, I'm doing a ladies, 35 ladies from the Ladies Women's Club in Three Lakes is coming through next Wednesday morning at 9:30. We have town tours all the time coming through our facility, and I encourage anybody that would like to come through and see something one of a kind, because the closest to us are in Milwaukee and Madison. Friends of mine have one in Madison. That's it. And then you have us at Eagle River with our facility. So I would encourage anybody to come by for a tour. It's pretty spectacular. We employ about 30 to 30 people at that facility. We added 30 jobs in a town of 1,400, which is pretty cool, with benefits, 401k and health insurance, full-time. Overtime. So I encourage anybody to come by.
The only question I got with this, Jim, is under item number 2, second paragraph, this contract shall automatically renew for 60-month period unless notified 60 days prior to renewal date. Mm-hmm. We all know how town boards are. They change, people go their ways after 5 years, and somebody else may not know about this. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance we could take at least that short piece out of there, and then in 5 years just go through renewal like we're doing now?
We can do something, modify that to some degree. What we don't want to do is put something in place that it might get forgotten about, and then we're operating without something.
Yeah, and that's what I was worried about. It gets forgotten about on this end.
But what I try to do, and I've been here before, is I try real hard to come at least once a year, if not shortly in that category, in front of every board, to do exactly what I'm doing today, so to speak, more so just to say hi and be in front of you, where things don't get forgot, where there is a face to the company. If somebody has questions, there's always availability in that. We're never gonna give you a reason to look over your shoulder, ever.
Yeah, I just don't wanna, you know, get lost in the shuffle in a few years.
We could make it a one-year renewal. Why don't we do that? That way at least it's something that we forget about it, and I can change that. We'll change that.
Bill?
I have a question for him, I guess, as long as he wrote the contract. I heard him mention that he would, there's something in there like 2 years down the road, he could come back if something changes dramatically. But yet, he said that he wants us to stay with him if the prices go up and everything, but it sounded like if the prices go down, he could come back and ask to increase his tonnage charge.
They recognize somebody new.
Is that?
What we've done is, like I say, for close to 2 years, we've lost money hauling it. And all we're asking for is an opportunity for a period of time.
Well, but did you say, though, that you want to come back if your prices drop dramatically on it?
I'm just saying, we don't think they can get any lower than they are. We just can't believe that they would get any lower than they are. So the chances for that, we just wanted an opportunity, if for some reason the bottom completely falls out of it, to come back and do something that's within reason with you. Again, any company that would have been hauling this, that we know plenty of them, all throughout the United States and central and northern Wisconsin, are charging at least 40, if not $50, $60 a ton to haul it. We're charging zero.
Right now, the market is
well, I'm not denying that, Matt.
No, there's a lot of people that have, you know, would be recycling either metal, steel, what have you. They're trying to hold it because it's costing so much to get rid of it.
But I thought I heard him say that
you have to leave an out clause. You have to leave an out clause if it does completely fall out of bed. We tried to prove how fair of a company we are to deal with, that we haven't come. It's the first time we've come to you in 2 years. And the markets have been in the toilet for 2 years.
And well, what about a fuel charge if your fuel goes up? Is that in there?
That's already accounted for and has been. And it's a very fair fuel deal. Our trucks get about 4 miles of the gallon, so you have to be sensitive to diesel.
So, Bill, he has changed it to a 12-month period.
Yeah.
And I heard that, too. You change it now from a 5-year to 12-month?
I'm looking at it more as a protection for the town that you have. It's not such a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Norm?
Yeah, along those same lines, Matt, my understanding, based on reading the minutes of previous meetings, is that the original contract with Eagle Waste was signed back in 2012, mm-hmm. and it was meant to be limited to a 2-year agreement. But the minutes after that don't follow up on that in any way. Can you provide the history on what's happened since then?
We've actually been running more of a month-to-month with them because of the way that the markets have gone, and they haven't been charging us. And that's when Jim came up and said, we're having a hard time heating this now, yet.
And we still are.
Exactly.
And it's still zero in that paperwork.
Yeah.
And we just want to have some protection so that the minute things start to get better, you know, we just want to have some time to recoup, because we've lost money, and we are, every time we pull that, mm-hmm. with processing costs and our trans covers trans. Our processing costs, yeah. We're eating that and have been for 2 years, and all we're saying is give us 5 years. A commitment to, and that's fair, we think.
And I do have to say, you guys have serviced us very well.
I appreciate it.
The contractors have gone down. They've been right here to fix them. And sometimes those go down at the nastiest times of the year when it's 20, 30 below. It's because the hydraulics aren't working.
Yeah.
You know, and the heat in the tank, in the hydraulic tank, goes out. You know, it's not a good thing.
What about a 2-year contract, Matt, rather than a 1-year? Because
Well, no, this is, what, it's a five-year contract, 60-month.
Okay.
With a one-year renewal.
With a one-year, contract shall automatically renew.
Okay.
For one, for 12 months, 1 year, unless notified, but.
All right, I thought, okay, fine. I understand it now.
Norm?
Yeah, at what point or under what kinds of circumstances would you consider rebidding the whole thing again, like you did back in 2011?
If there's a major change in the market, if there's a major change in costs to haulers, you know, if all of a sudden they come up and they say, we gotta go way up in our costs, you know, then everything has to be looked at again.
Which hasn't happened with us.
No, it hasn't happened, and I guess, you know, you do have to take into consideration the past track record.
We appreciate that. Like I say, we service every town and village.
Presque Isle to change.
In Presque Isle. Yeah, that's gonna be installed within about a month, yeah, and they're getting the same program you are.
Jim Cecil's rolling around in his grave.
Yeah, I think he might be. I worked on that one for 6 years.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve the contract with Eagle Waste. I'll second that. Discussion? Jim, do you have another question?
Are you a regional, or are you nationwide?
No, northern Wisconsin. Alan Albee lives in Minocqua.
Oh, so just.
We're up here. We're basically, we're all the way from Stevens Point all the way to Bayfield. When I say Stevens Point, our truck, we're partnering with another family-owned operating company to service those trig stores I was mentioning, from Wausau to Stevens. We're responsible for it. If they fell off the wagon, we'd have to take care of it. So it's our account all the way to Stevens Point, again, the Cornucopia, Port Wing, all the way to Superior.
Okay, because the reason I was wondering is some of the national, like Waste Management, just recently bought Advanced Disposal, right? And
yeah,
they're both in this area.
It's in the process, and yeah.
Is Veolia owned by somebody else now?
Advanced is who we just got all the trigs from.
Yeah, and Advanced used to be Veolia.
Oh.
Advanced used to be Veolia.
Yearly.
And we just started service in the city of Rhinelander. We're saving that town $138,000 a year. And Advanced used to have that.
There's a motion and a second made to approve the contract with Eagle Waste. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Item number 10, discussion possible action, firehouse architectural contract. There we have Mr. Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I'll just take that one over there.
Thank you.
Where do I sign?
Right there. Hey.
Appreciate it very much. I feel anytime cell phone night or day, and I spot right there.
Get everything open.
Initially, that's just that one renewal.
Oh, that's right.
On the other side.
And if it was here, it didn't stay.
No problem. You'll have a nice day.
Thank you, Jim.
The storms.
You'll have a nice day. Glenn?
A lot of wood. Yes, sir.
You're up.
You're up. Your contract for the fire station. Have a nice day. That was some wonderful reading.
Typical architectural contract.
Jonathan.
AIA.
Providing the services to help us build our building.
Yes. In the old days, it was a one-page letter.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Most of that's for your protection as well as mine.
Yeah.
I noticed that. It's all liability.
A lot of the owner's responsibility, your responsibilities, what everybody always wants to know is when they go to the last page, cost. And it's actually an 8% charge of the construction cost.
That's crazy. Yes.
And that's included in the.
Yes.
Cost that we're.
Yeah, in the estimated.
That's correct.
1.7.
Estimated, it came to
$149,175. No, I read it as just pretty much almost, yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
I don't see any problems, but it's...
Do we have a retaining wall there?
It's, yeah, I'm okay with it. It's his contract for him to oversee it and also the design and drawings. Thank you.
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the contract with Architecture North for the fire station addition remodeling project. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 10, Mr. Sommerfeld, firehouse construction concerns. You had a concern on the door size?
Yes, I probably should.
And you can talk to the man right behind you.
Okay, well, I brought this up when he originally made the proposal. And then at that time, I said there were, the new addition showed 12-foot doors. And he said they're supposed to be 14s.
Yeah, that was a drafting error.
But if you widen that, each one of those doors by 2 feet, that's 12 feet wide onto that footprint. And how are you gonna accomplish that?
No, we're taking it out of the upper corner.
I don't know where all those bolts are?
Pardon me?
The upper right.
No, the doors aren't gonna be, they're gonna be 14 is what they are, not 16.
That is a 12-foot door, I measured it.
I understand that. The new doors are gonna be 14.
On that footprint?
Yes, on that footprint.
And where are the, I don't understand how they're gonna fit.
What he's asking is where you had 12-foot doors on there and now, you know, on that drawing or the original drawing,
They're gonna be 14.
And we have 14-foot doors.
That's correct.
You know, you gotta add an additional...
The spacing between the doors are deducted a little bit and we've got that 20 feet at the end that we've shortened it up.
So you're maintaining six bays?
That's correct.
And you're getting rid of the boat?
No, 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 no.
No, we're getting rid of that room back there. We took out those walls because it was unnecessary. That whole area was for storage. So why put the wall in there? So the only thing we have, we'll have, right now, we're looking at the sprinkler material or equipment, but it may move. We're having a problem with the survey. And the water evidently, we thought was out in D or the other street on the other end, but the water is actually on that...
It's in the alley.
In the alley that is not an alley. I don't know what it is.
It's just...
The easement is over another...
Yeah.
It's all screwed up.
It's a platted alley from the original plat. And, but it was never constructed. It was never there. But the tribe's water and sewer department ran their...
In the alley.
In the alley.
But the easement is 20 feet north or whatever direction that is.
Yeah.
Because the guy had his house built on it and they had...
Exactly. It was Travis.
So it's kind of...
She built her building there over the top of their water lines.
The other problem is nobody knew where D was.
Sorry.
When they reconstructed D, it was never, all the engineering, nothing was ever shown. And the surveyor, he just kind of threw up his hands until I moused around in the planner's office at Emerson's office, down in the basement, and found the design drawings for that. And gave them to the surveyor. So now he's got the road where it's supposed to be.
The road is actually further north than where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to get all that worked out.
Yeah.
And Digger's Hotline has been called. I've hired three consultants now for the electrical design, heating design, and plumbing design. And right now I'm working on the structure, the roof structure and the foundations. So we're moving along on the things, so...
But it will have 14-foot doors in it.
Will have 14-foot doors, yes.
And 16 feet high, right?
Yes.
16 feet high?
How many high?
16 feet high?
I think they are 16, yes.
That's what you told me before.
Because I've got 18-foot clear.
Okay. Anything else, Jim?
No.
Okay. Item number 12, discussion possible action, new tires for the grader. Our grader tires are in the rear. The four drive tires are getting a little worn, like real worn. Estimated cost is $7,000. So I thought I'd bring it before the board for. It would come out of, yeah, equipment additions.
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded, purchase new tires from Grader. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
Matt, where does that money come from for those?
Out of the equipment additions.
Okay.
Discussion, action, approval bartender's license for John Peterson. He asked to come back before the board. We had denied the bartender's license, and he asked to come before us. And so you have the floor.
All right, 2012, I got my fourth OWI felony. I did some time, 8 months in jail, my last 30 days in Koinonia. Successfully completed treatment, did my aftercare. I have a interlocking device in my vehicle for 3 years. My last arrest was in 2015 for operating after revocation while I was going to college. But ever since, I've been clean and sober for over seven years, and my employment would like me to have my server's license.
Yeah, you can credit for it, so.
I understand. Here's one of the things is, we definitely don't want to be the ledge that denies somebody from making a living, you know what I'm saying? And I think, to me, it is so important for us to actually be part of it, that you understand that we're doing this out of a concern for you and your employer and the community when we make these decisions.
Yes, sir.
And for you to come here before us means a whole lot to me. And I definitely don't want to be part of something that denies somebody from feeding their family or making and bettering themselves. However, I will also explain is habitual is what concerns us. And I surely hate to be the guy that finally says that they're too habitual, that we can't listen. So that's what we're doing today. And with that being said, I will make the motion to approve your license. And I just hope that you understand that as a board, our responsibility is to make sure that the laws are being followed, and we are very strict with serving alcohol. There's many issues in this community with drugs and other things, but the alcohol is the one that we have the control of who is and who isn't serving it, which is a legal substance. So with that being said, I've made the motion.
I'll second it.
I'd like to...
Yes.
I'm Joan LaBarge, manager with the cigarette operations. I also would like to just add to that John has been a real value worker with both the shop, the Ojibwe Market, and the smoke shop. And I've seen him improve and come a long way. We just recently joined the companies together as the Country Market, and having John coming over and working on our side of the operations, he has been really valued to making sure that the staff are following the beverage, the laws of serving alcohol. And he is a supervisor over there, so he does stand up with our cashiers and brings it forward to make sure, you know, they're being trained and coached correctly not to serve a person when they even look intoxicated, mm-hmm. or that they seem intoxicated or within reason look like they're under the influence of any kind of drugs or alcohol.
And that's a good thing.
Yes, and I can say that he has come quite a ways, and I can see him improving in his supervisions with once we are combined completely. And I'd like to thank you for your time.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 14, we need a motion to adjourn at 1:35.
So moved.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.